You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it impacts you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now: a shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/givetech. In the government's landmark antitrust case against Google, it's what we can't see that's taking center stage. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Lily Jamali. We are going on week 3 of Google's high-stakes trial over allegations that it bought its way to dominance in search. The Department of Justice in several states allege the tech giant has maintained its lucrative monopoly through exclusive contracts with browser companies and phone makers like Apple and Samsung. Google has countered that it's dominant in search because it's got the best product. Covering this trial has been complicated. Google and other companies involved have moved to shield documents from public view. That applies to some testimony, too. That's according to Leah Nylon, an antitrust reporter for Bloomberg, who's been at court throughout.
In an antitrust case, the company's conduct is the alleged violation. And so oftentimes the government will seek to introduce things like emails, things like corporate presentations or corporate filings. But this one, you know, Google is very concerned about its contracts with other folks. And the third parties are also somewhat concerned about, you know, their trade secrets or corporate information being revealed publicly.
Third parties like Apple, for example.
Yeah. And because they aren't actually involved in the case, you know, they're being called as witnesses. The judge has been pretty sympathetic to their concerns about some of their corporate information being shared. So it's very common, you know, in an antitrust case for there to be a lot of redactions on documents. So like exact numbers or things like that might be blacked out because it's sort of the conduct overall, not the specific, you know, financial ramifications that are supposed to be at issue.
Yeah, and it sounds like the judge in this case, Amit Mehta, has given the Department of Justice, the lawyers there, a little bit of a hard time about posting exhibits from the trial online without telling him first. These are public documents. Why do you think he raised that issue?
Yeah, so the judge, you know, has pointed out that once an exhibit, a document gets offered in court, it becomes a public record. And the Justice Department, as they do in sort of any case really, had been making those available to reporters and the public after they were introduced in court. And the judge found out about that last Tuesday. And he said, you know, he doesn't necessarily have a problem with them releasing this information, but he should have been told about it in advance. And because he raised this concern, the Justice Department removed all of the exhibits that they had already posted, which is a pretty extreme remedy I have never seen in any other case before. I'll just put it that way. And I've been doing this for 12 years.
And you became a character in this story when you asked for full access to those documents. Where do things stand on your request?
Yes. So the Justice Department and Google are in negotiations about how they would release these documents. You know, they both say that they're not opposed to releasing them, but they want to make sure that there is a process in place for how they get released and to ensure that they have proper redactions. Google had raised an issue about the documents that the Justice Department had already posted because they didn't, for example, black out people's email addresses. And so they were like, you know, this is going on the internet, and so we should probably give our employees a little bit of privacy and black out their email addresses or phone numbers at the bottom of emails. So they're in discussions over that. They still haven't reached a resolution. They've been, you know, discussing it since last week. So we're really hoping that today the judge makes a decision on this.
What was it like raising your hand and saying, hey, we want to see these documents. We want them posted publicly so we have full access to them. What was that experience like for you?
It was a little weird, right? You know, as a journalist, your job is to report on what's going on, not necessarily be an actor in it. But, you know, I have always been taught since I was a young reporter that when courts are acting to seal things, you have a right as a member of the public to object to that. When I was younger, I used to have this little card that I kept in my wallet with like the phrase that you're supposed to ask. And so I stood up and asked that, you know, we have a right to have a lawyer come in and discuss access to these publicly filed exhibits. The judge said he didn't think that was necessary, that they were working on it. So Bloomberg does have lawyers, but we haven't officially, you know, been involved up until this point because we're sort of waiting to see what the Justice Department and Google propose before we take any additional steps.
The other thing I wanted to flag was it sounds like reporters have been shut out of hearing some key testimony in the case as well.
Yes, that's definitely true. So in an antitrust case, as I mentioned, because there is a lot of confidential information, it's not that unusual for there to be some sealed testimony. For example, you know, you might have somebody testify generally about like what their job is within a company. And then if they're getting into specific information about like Google's finances, that would be held behind closed doors. In this case, though, there's been a lot of sealed testimony. So last week, there was actually more hours of sealed testimony than there was open. And again, you know, as somebody who gets to go every day and, you know, trying to present this to the public, that makes it a little bit hard because you don't know how much of the testimony is going to be public. We just get to sit in the hall. They don't even necessarily tell you how long you're going to be sitting there in the hall. So you're just waiting outside the door for them to come and let you back in.
You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it impacts you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now, a shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/givetech.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, this case overall has drawn a lot of comparisons to the last major landmark monopoly case brought by the DOJ 20 years ago against Microsoft. Is it your impression that this case has been less transparent than that one was?
I think that's probably fair. The Microsoft case was a really blockbuster moment for antitrust in the late 1990s. There were media outlets there every day. They aired the deposition, which is like this legal interview of Bill Gates publicly. And we had been doing some estimates. There was almost more coverage of the Microsoft case than there was of the Clinton impeachment trial.
Wow, that is really saying something.
Yeah. So there were just like dozens of reporters who were there every day. Microsoft would hold a press conference outside the court every day, even on days in which there might have been sealed testimony to sort of lay out why it thought that that day's testimony was good for them. So there was definitely a lot of openness involved in that case and a lot of public interest. There's even like a display in the foyer of this courthouse about that case and how it's been important to the development of technology. So it's sort of funny, the differences between, the late 1990s and now.
Why does it matter for these documents and for this testimony to be within the public's view?
The entire court system is part of our government. And like this judge is going to make a decision about whether Google violated the law. And it's going to be his decision very much based on the facts in the case. So if the public can actually know what the facts are in the case, it's really hard for anyone to make their own sort of judgment about whether the judge is making the right call or not.
How do you think this case could impact how other tech companies think about their growth and their expansion, regardless of how things go necessarily. But the fact that you're having, you know, the biggest names in tech, some of them are having to show up and give testimony here. Do you think that they're going to be taking this stuff back to Silicon Valley and Seattle and maybe approaching their work differently? Or is that a little too too lofty an expectation?
Well, I think we saw a little bit of this on Friday. The only thing that John Giandrea, who is the former Google executive now at Apple, said publicly was he mentioned that just last week, Apple made a change to the features available on the iPhone to make it easier for consumers to switch which search engine they use. So there has been a change already sort of in the marketplace because of this lawsuit. And then more broadly speaking, you know, this is the first of several expected cases against some of the Silicon Valley companies. There are a number of other ones against Google that are waiting to go to trial later this year and next year. There is one that the Federal Trade Commission brought against Facebook that is still awaiting trial. And then there are investigations into Amazon.com and Apple that the antitrust agencies have had ongoing since 2019 that we're expecting some kind of resolution to in the near future. So, you know, just legally speaking, this case is the first in what are expected to be several over the next year.
That was Leah Nylon, antitrust reporter for Bloomberg. You can keep up with Leah's reporting on the case as it unfolds. She's posting to X, or Twitter, if you prefer. We've linked to her account on our website, marketplacetech.org, as well as a live blog from The Verge with ongoing analysis on developments in U.S. versus Google. We've also posted a recent Bloomberg article Leah co-wrote about Google's efforts to keep documents shielded from public view. The piece includes exhibits that were downloaded before they were removed from the public case record. Jesus Alvarado produced this episode. I'm Lily Jamali, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.